Okay. We're learning a piece from the Vayesh of the Ishbitzer about Sphira. Now it's interesting because when we think of Sphira's Omer, we just think about the counting. Most people actually overlay the entire thing and say the whole idea of Sphira's Omer is you can't listen to music. And that's really it. And guys can't shave. And it's really putting the horse before the cart because the truth is that that's all backwards. That there is a mitzvah from the Torah to count every day between the days of Pesach and Shavuos. This mitzvah is prompted as part and parcel of an entire Seder which goes on between Pesach and Shavuos, from the first of the barley crop, which is harvested on the second day of Pesach, brought as a korban. And then counted from that point 49 days to the Chag HaBikurim, also known as Shavuos, and then a new korban is brought, a korban of bread is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the Omer offering and the Sfira that takes place after the Omer offering, right? So that's the Tziras Omer, the cutting of the Omer, and then the Havas, the Hanafas Omer, the waving of the Omer, and then the Sfiras Omer until the Korban of the Shtei Halachim. All that we have left, Bizmanenu, is the mitzvah of counting. Whether it's Deraisa, Derabanan, it's Machlokas amongst the Rishonim, whether it's independent of the Korban or not. But we have this mitzvah. We good so far? Rena, we good? I guess you froze.
Yeah, we
Is
under
we
I
good? Okay.
understand. Thanks.
Okay, great. Just making sure. Okay. So later. We know during the time of Rabbi Akiva, could be that the practice emerged later, but the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died during this period. And still later, it seems like that's when the custom to observe certain practices of mourning took hold, seemingly in the time of the Rishonim. And that's and so then we have these customs of Avelis during the time of Sfiras HaOmer. The time of Sfiras HaOmer itself is, of course, not a time of mourning, but there are customs to observe certain mourning customs during Sfiras HaOmer because of the death of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, number one. Number two, because of certain concepts in Kabbalah about the time being a time of judgment, of constriction. Could be these that are the same. And number three, there's also an added piece of the Crusades that ripped through Europe at the time of the Ashkenazic Rishonim, that there was also some movement of these customs as well. Any case, we can't confound the idea of counting the Omer and the Avelis practices and the Korban that surrounds it, because each one is a separate layer, is a separate concept. And understanding each one helps us really to understand more about the practices themselves, and of course, more about ourselves as always. So, with all that as a backdrop, here is a very, very interesting piece for so many different reasons. So to begin with, it says, Le'el Shimurim Hu. Right? So Le'el Shimurim Hu, that the night of the Seder is called the Le'el Shimurim. Now, to the trained eye should already make you raise an eyebrow, because Le'el Shimurim refers to as a Pesach thing, and technically the Omer is brought not on the on the Seder night, but the night after. However, since we are not in Eretz Yisrael, as a result, you have a funny phenomenon that takes place, is that on Seder night, the second Seder night is also the night of Sfiras HaOmer, of Ksiras HaOmer and Sfiras HaOmer. Now, this is funny because it should be, it's on the second day of Pesach. And the second day of Pesach should really be, there really should be no Seder. But because we're in Chutz La'aretz, that's how we, why we have a Seder. So, we have Leil, that's called Leil Shimurim. So that is called Leil Shimurim, Pesach night, Seder night, spills over into that same night as Sfiras HaOmer, which is wild, because it's like it's the first day and the second day mushed together. It says, "Balayla zu matchila ktsira." Tonight begins the cutting. Shadam matza ma shenevad bimenu mitchila shehishlich hagar in the tocha aretz v'dome shenevad ve'ata motziosa. A profound statement of both emuna and agriculture together. And again, if you didn't know, the Gemara refers to agriculture as emuna. All of the laws of agriculture, which are in Seder Zeroim in the Mishnah and in the Masechtos of Shas, it's called Seder Zeroim. Seder Zeroim is the, it's called, is the Seder that has to do with the agriculture. But it's referred to as Seder Emuna. Based on a pasuk, it's called the order of belief of Emuna. Why? Because what happens, understand, when you go out to cut that wheat at the beginning of Sfiras HaOmer, the Sfiras HaOmer, the person goes, Matza Mash Nevad Mimena. He finds what was lost from him. Because when you go and you plant something, in our minds, you know, we just think of seeds as seeds. And then there's food that's also seeds. But anytime that you're looking at a seed, the seed, you could have either eaten it or you could plant it in the ground. Barley, right? You could either eat it or you could plant it in the ground. Chita, a wheat kernel, you could take it, you could have eaten it, or you could plant it in the ground. If you plant it in the ground, it'll grow into a new plant. If you eat it, well, then you don't have it right now. So when a person goes out to reap the barley, which starts out Sfiras HaOmer, when you go out to go reap that barley, you're returning to something you thought you lost. You thought that seed was gone. You put it in the ground and it rotted. But now you return to it and it's here. So agriculturally, if that's what's happening, right? I go out, it was months since I've seen the seed last. I sowed it in the ground and I let it rot. And there, if you pause the process there, you think that's it, it's over. But part of the process of agriculture, of this barley growing, you put the barley in the ground, you bury it, it disintegrates and you think that's it. And then it sprouts, and something new comes out. Right? And that's the description of what happens when you plant stuff. The chen hu bepnimis. But it's not just, you know, the fact of, you know, the science behind when you plant stuff, but it's also in your life, in the internality of life. If it's all about you, gam zos mim Hashem tzavakos yatsa hapela etza higdil toshia. The same way, the story of the Jewish people not being on their land, it's a similar story to the story of this wheat germ over here, of this barley. It is a wondrous etza, right? Hapela etza higdil toshia. He makes the oftentimes when we talk about Geula is something that grows. It's not something that, you know, it's nothing all at once. It's something which sprouts and grows. Kamosha Galus u Kamozeria. The same way of Galus, of exile, being a planting, like it says in Pasuk Zechariah, And I will sow them amongst the nations, the diaspora. And as a result, they're planted throughout the exile. And then they'll grow and then return. The same way, like we spoke about in terms of the idea of the agricultural process, same way that we talked about it in terms of the idea of Galus and Geula, similarly within a personal Geula as well, that on this night, we return everything that was lost to you. So Zulachaim Yesh Gamkin Zuak Tzira. Shashem Yisbarach Machzir La'adim Kol Mash Nidmelo Shnevad Mimeno Ve'en Lo Tikun. Alkein Maschil Gamkin Haktzira Shalal Vosh. V'zehu Leil Shimurim Hu La'ashem. Shashem Yisbarach Mare Shekol Shamar Etzlo V'shum Dover Lo Nevad Miparav Yisbarach. He says as follows. A person thinks of life. Person thinks of certain things, opportunities that they might have missed, certain chances that they feel they might have blown, certain things I had the potential and I lost it. Situations that ain't lo tikkun, that people feel that there's nothing to, no way to fix it. Ideas, hopes and dreams that you might have given up on. There's this tzira. This reaping that's brought back to us to say you think that it's lost. Guess what? Truth is, it's not lost. Yeah, the profound point of being in exile, having 2 days of starim, you have the seder, and then at the same time count Sfira Sa'omer, is on one hand it seems like it would be a contradiction in terms. It seems like itself, as we'd say in Aramaic, is a tarti de sasri. It's something which itself seems to be a contradiction. You can't have the first night and the second night at the same time. That doesn't work. But in Galus, that's the way it is. In exile, that's the way it is. And as a result, tonight is Leil Shimurim. The Kesh Baruch Hu says, I know that you're beginning on a process of Sfira Sa'omer. And it's written in Kisvei Arig. And it's a Vart, which you might have seen. The whole of the book Living Inspired is kind of based on this idea that you think that you've lost something. You think that the night of Pesach is a night of extreme spirituality, and then you lose it. It goes from this tremendous height. You go from saying a full Hallel to an Eretz Yisrael. The next day, you're at a Chatzi Hallel. It's Yontif, but really, you know, it's a shadow of its Yontif self. It's not really like the Hallel. I think we said last week, I don't know where I said it last week, but I said it last week, that you can ultimately say Hallel like four times on Pesach night. You're going to end up saying Hallel and Shul, and Hallel at the Seder. Oh, maybe it's... No, yeah, on the second night of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz, you can say Hallel four times. So you'll say Hallel in Shul in the morning, then you say Hallel again after Marv, then you say Hallel again at the Seder. You say Hallel so many times. But the truth is that the day after Pesach is like it's the morning after. It's like the drop off after the ultimate experience, and we're back where we are. But in Chutz La'aretz, we have the Seder and the drop off at the same time. So it's like you drop off from the heights of Pesach to then building up again from that and building it yourself, which ultimately the Madrega that you reach on Shavuos, the idea that you've had this notion of inspiration and these heights that took place on Pesach. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, now do that yourself. Any questions? Are we okay with that? We're good? Yes? No?
Yeah, we understand. Thank you.
Okay, great. Just checking in. Okay, so this night is a Leil Shimurim. show Hashem Yisbarach Marasha Kol Shomer Etzlo. Hashem Yisbarach keeps everything that you thought you lost with him. V'shum davar lo ne'eva mipad of Yisbarach. And nothing is lost from him. Nothing is lost from in front of him. There's nothing, no good hope, nothing that's lost forever. This is why also the concept known as the loose bone, right? The part of the person that even if the person themselves, the body is chalila burnt, there's still that's what's left over to for that the person's rebuilt for tchias amesim, within the idea of the nation. Eliyahu Navi is the part that never dies because it's the part of us that that never dissipates, the part of us that still clings on to hope even when it seems like all hope should be lost, right? Nothing is lost forever. She'en b'em shumra. There's no bad there. Hashem Yisbarach yachzer la lemakol. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give us everything that was lost back. Well, lezek tzeiros ha'omer docha Shabbos. And he says, if you want to understand something fantastic, that's why normally the entire process of tzeiros ha'omer, when you say today's one day in the Omer, right? You just say, why do we count tzeiros ha'omer? Because it says in the Siddur, I count tzeiros ha'omer. That's what I do. I count Sfiras Omer because I say, today is Sfiras Omer, so I count Sfiras Omer. What happens on the day of Erev, of Sfiras Omer is that they went out and they would cut barley. And that cutting of the barley would even take place on Shabbos. This cutting of the barley is not just something, I just need to cut barley so I can bring a korban. The korban and the act of preparation beforehand are not just acts which I need to do, but they have implications within a person's soul. Implications within a person's soul. And this cutting of the barley even pushes away Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu adayin nechshav mipulos ha'adam shehem mekif shiva. Ba'omer hu mazala. He says that the Shabbos reflects on my world. Shabbos is a 7 days of the week. Shabbos is a 7 days of the week, and I work, and then I rest on Shabbos, and I go through this cycle. The Omer hu mimazala. The Omer comes from outside of me, outside of my efforts. It's something which he says is tali b'mazel, means a mazel we think of as a mean luck. Mazel means something which comes from above and flows down. It depends on decree. It's something which is bigger than me. It's above my efforts, which is why the Gemara says, b'nei chayim mazona lo v'schus atalia elam b'mazel. That what I had, what children, life, sustenance, you can do all you want, but Hashem Baruch Hu is the one who calls the shots in the end. It's outside of my efforts. Shemazel, and here we see in the next line it says exactly that. Shemazel hainu shenozal me'elav lo bepulos adam klal. It doesn't happen because of me. Therefore, Shabbos is all about my world. Is you work, and therefore you stop working. But something which comes from outside of that system, that is, he says, totally b'mazel. In that same way, the omer is coming from above that. The omer is coming from a place which is much, much bigger and deeper and greater than just what I do, right? Because if the omer means Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving me the ability to take back what I lost, le'el shimurim, that I had opportunities, I had madregas, I had possibilities that came to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, nothing is lost. Come with me, I'll show you how to get it back. Im kol zehu ba gam kein uvdos v'schus adam. However, there's also some human work with it. Hayim shetchilu mevar adam atzmo, kol kach ad she'ashem zbarach moshir lo shegam, shelo midas, shelo hu mevor. Moshir kasu v'alcha mosayach yushalayim, yifkati shomrim, tamid lo yichashu, right? And the same way that talks about the Tal, so he stuffed a lot in here. Watch this. This is fantastic, right? This is a fantastic piece now. He says that what happens is that there are two parts to this. The Omer, on one hand, comes with a tremendous amount of siyata d'shmaya. Like you might have heard people say in Musar Shmuzes that during the 49 days we work and we work and on these different midos, right? You might have heard that. Yeah. No. Yes. No. Oh yeah.
Yeah, like with this, with the spheros and stuff. No, like chesed, gvura, all of those.
Yep.
I only just heard about it last year.
Last year.
Good. Yeah, in seminary they taught us it, like about it and stuff.
Right. Right. So yeah. So the idea being is based on concept in Kabbalah, and the when you talk about the spheros is like the. That's the word I'm looking for. Funny way to explain it. We know that we have we know that we have plumbing that works, right? We go to the faucet, we turn on the water, and water comes out, right? We've seen it happen. And we know that water also like goes down the drain, and it goes someplace. And that happens too, right? You turn on the water goes down. The water comes out. When I turn it on, the water goes down. When it goes down the drain, everything works. Do we have to know how it works? Not necessarily, but we know that it works. When we talk about the spheros of each day, that's like the plumbing behind the walls of what's happening, right? That's the plumbing that's behind the walls. It's the infrastructure. Now, there are different svarim that there's at least three or four, I think, in English nowadays that try to explain. Shlomo Katz has been doing a podcast also now, I think, or like a little video. Different people try to explain based on the spheres of what each day, you know, represents and what each day you're supposed to fix. Right? Each one of those days is what the stuff behind the wall is doing. Chesed Sheba Chesed and Gvura Sheba Chesed and Chesed Sheba Gvura and what all of that means. The idea that you can conquer these worlds, right? You can conquer Chesed Sheba Chesed today and Chesed Sheba Gvura tomorrow. Even that, it also comes from above. It's not a pushed thing that should work, but that's what some of the magic of what Sfirasa magic, finger quotes, magic of Sfirasa Omer is all about, is that every day it's a day of preparation. Is every day that on one hand he says this comes from outside of us. At the same time, it requires a person's own avoda to bring that back. Why? Because that you're tasting, that you're gaining, this is all given to you on Pesach night, all as a gift. And then it disappeared. And then every day you're rebuilding what it was exactly that you got, as you're building up to Matan Torah. And he says that a person works, Heiner, Shetchila Mevara Adam Atzmo, Kol Kach Ach Hashem Yisbarach Moshielo, Shigam Shalom Medas. Even the parts that I didn't even know needed fixing, even the places that I didn't even know, I have to do my piece, and Hashem is doing his piece. And then he finally ends with an interesting like three lines. Oops, I accidentally cut and paste. Like it says, Al Chomosayach Yerushalayim Hifkati Shomer. Like it says, number one, it says in the, paraphrase in one of the songs after Nirtza. Al-Chom, it says, Shomim Hafkid L'Ircha Kol Yom Chol Alayla, that I have left watchmen all day and all night, that they're not moving, which it's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that Al-Chom Mosayach Yerushalayim, you might know this, the song the other way. Al-Chom Mosayach Yerushalayim, that I've left guards on your walls, you know, that will not leave. Meaning that a Kadosh Baruch Hu points, there should be a shmira over all of your a person's spiritual achievements, their chomos. The walls they built to protect their spirituality, he says. The guards there that it doesn't get lost, because it's a Leil Shimur. It's a night of guarding, right? It's a night of Shimur. So a night of guarding. And these guards are guarding whatever your spiritual achievements are, that they aren't leaving, that they aren't getting lost. And then he says, like he explains, and also the idea of Tal. Now Tal is a very funny thing. Do. We make a big deal out of do. Right? There's a big deal out of do that we talk about on, we say it in our Shemoneh Esrei, the saying Tal, or we say, we also say Morid HaTal, if you have in Nesach Sfard or some Ashkenaz, Morid HaTal. The idea of Tal is that Tal is something that you don't always know that it's there. You don't notice that it's steady, it's constant, but you don't know that it's there. Rain, you know it's there. It's raining. You know it's raining, and you go outside, you want to sit out in your backyard because, you know, you're tired of sitting in the house because of a lockdown. But, you know, so you want to go outside, but it's raining. And since it's raining, nothing I can do. It's raining because I see it's raining. Sometimes you go outside and sit down in the morning and it's wet, but you didn't see it raining. That's because there was dew. The dew itself is something, it's, use a modern word, we would say it's subconscious. Dew is something which is subconscious. Dew is something that you don't always know it's there. You don't always know it's there, but it's there. That's the idea of dew. Dew is something, it's something which happens in the background. The notion of Leil Shimurim, the notion of counting, starting to count the sphere on the second day of Pesach, is that a person goes out to the field and reaps what he's sown. The act of reaping implies that you put something in the ground, you walked away, and you thought it would spoil, and it was gone. And the truth is that you go back to it and it's still there, and it's sprouted more than you could have imagined. And he says, and this is really the whole of what Sfiras Omer is all about. And on one hand, you put it in the ground, you walked away, and you had your hopes. And you come back to it, and there's this notion of growth. That a person does theirs, and Kesh Baruch Hu does his. That the idea of the avodah that a person does is not just what you do, but also there's growth that takes place in ways that you don't even fathom it. There's the growth that takes place in a subconscious way as well. There's the forward in your face type of growth which is seen, and then there's things that are going on in the background that aren't necessarily you don't necessarily see how it's happening, but it's happening there also. So what we have from the Ishbitzer is an exquisite Torah. He begins by talking about how, saying that the second night of Pesach is a Leil Shimurim, and it's the night that we start counting the Omer. Now the Leil Shimurim part is funny because that's in Chutz La'aretz. The Ishbitzer is there in Chutz La'aretz. And he's saying, look, this is the night where one time you see that you have the Seder, you see that unique spiritual energy of the Seder. At the same time, we begin the process of Sfiras HaOmer, which is something that you have to build yourself. And the part of the funny dichotomy is that we launch Sfiras HaOmer with that notion that you think you walked away and you thought all hope was lost, but guess what? It's been returned to you. It's grown. And over the next days of Sfiras HaOmer, it's all about that idea of growth, of this building and growing, which takes place sometimes even imperceptibly. You're doing your best, and Kesh Baruch Hu is raining it down. And he said that's why that the cutting of the grain is the Chashabbos, because there's something not within the normal order of time, time, space, and effort, effort and return, which is taking place over here. Each and everything that you're doing is, as it were, is doubly blessed. It's blessed by your efforts, and it's blessed by Kesh Baruch Hu blessing your efforts that they should grow even further. That's happening, even the things Shalomidas. such that a person's potential, because Baruch Hu puts as it were guards on the walls of all your potential, and that's why he says is just like rain, as just like dew, and that's why the minhag is to at least by to daven for the minhag is to daven for dew on the second day of Pesach, because that's the energy of that growth which happens, not necessarily when you're looking for it. Exquisite, exquisite piece. Any questions?
Yeah, Rabbi Bashnik, I have a quick question. About Pesach, is it...